This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Rape kits currently take more than a year for processing in Colorado. Officials say the goal is a 90-day turnaround, and the backlog leaves victims in a painful limbo. The delay in DNA evidence can also lead to slowdown investigations and criminal charges. Miranda Spencer said she's waited for 400 days for her rape kit to be tested.
I've not felt safe in public, in my own home, not even in my own body. I'm a single mother and constantly worry about my safety and even more the safety of my daughter, too.
There have been no arrests in Spencer's case. She told her story before the State House and Senate Judiciary Committees. State public safety officials say the current backlog is unacceptable and they're working to reduce it. Colorado's health agency is proposing stricter rules for methane emissions from landfills. Those are the state's largest emitters of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas. The proposed rules might allow satellites to monitor emissions or approve the use of methane-eating bacteria. Advocates say cutting methane is an easy way to reach state climate goals. Catherine Blovelt is with Industrious Labs.
You don't have to split an atom to effectively prevent harmful emissions.
A public meeting about the proposal is scheduled for this month. The Aurora Apartments, caught up in a national controversy over immigration, could close by next month. A judge found that the Edge at Lowry Apartments pose an immediate threat to public safety and welfare. The city of Aurora asked a court last week for the emergency closure of the buildings. In Denver, mostly clear and 16 degrees tonight, sunny and 48 degrees tomorrow. This is CPR News.